healing into the arena.
I'm rolled up there. And here are the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis globally. Australia's Victoria State imposes new and sweeping restrictions, including a curfew in Melbourne, the country's second largest city. The plan includes a ban on weddings and has schools and universities going back online. South Africa has now registered more than 500,000 cases, the health ministry reports, making it by far the hardest hit country on the continent. More than a third of positive cases are in Gauteng province. That's South Africa's financial hub and the epicenter of the outbreak in that country. The pandemic has killed more than 685,000 people worldwide since it surfaced in China late last year, with over 17.8 million people infected. The United States has the most deaths with over 154,000, followed by Brazil with over 93,000, Mexico with over 47,000, Britain with more than 46,000, and India with over 37,000 fatalities. The World Health Organization warns the pandemic will be lengthy and could lead to response fatigue, the UN Health Agency adding that the effects of the pandemic will be felt for decades to come. Austria's month-long festival celebrates its 100th anniversary, but with a reduced program and strict safety measures, including masks for spectators until they are seated, and its 80,000 tickets, down from the usual 230,000, personalized to enable contact tracing. More than 200,000 people have died from coronavirus in Latin America and the Caribbean, with Brazil and Mexico again counting for nearly three quarters of those deaths. This region is the second hardest hit in the world after Europe.